You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wednesday, we check in this hour at this time with the president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, Carlos T. Carter. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you today?
Good. You got big plans for the weekend? You stay in here? You got to go somewhere fun? What are you doing?
I'm local, so I know my family's having a big picnic thing, so I'll be tending. It's not on purpose. I'll ask that the day after, but I haven't figured out what I'm doing tomorrow, but I do have a big picnic coming up. How about you?
I'm cooking. I got a new Blackstone grill, one of these griddle kind. You know, I thought my old one was okay, but it was like 20 years old. But I have to learn. You go to YouTube now to learn how to cook on it.
Well, I know whose house I'm coming to if I'm hungry. You guys put up extra seat.
Anytime. Welcome to my cookout. All right. I know you wanted to talk about the debate. After the debate, the debrief was pretty incredible on Friday, and it's continued through the weekend and now back to midweek. So what was your reaction to the presidential debate last Thursday night?
I mean, just really disappointed, I say, on Biden's end. I thought that, you know, some of his performance was, concerning. Sometimes he wasn't as clear, as lucid as one would expect. And on Trump's end, I felt like there was a lot of lying. But I think that's what his supporters expect. It's like par for the course. So I think he was entertaining. He delivered what they want. But I didn't like those two parts of it. And, you know, and one thing I was disappointed about is a lack of substantive discussion on topics that deeply impact black and underserved minority communities, such as systemic racism, economic equality, and access to education and health care. I think it's vital that these debates address the concerns of all Americans, particularly those who have been historically been marginalized.
You know, it's been almost a week now, as I mentioned, and the reaction, obviously, it had an impact, I think, greater than anyone thought in terms of maybe changing people's minds on who they're going to vote for, although almost a quarter of the country says they don't want either candidate. Was there enough to change your vote?
I'd say for most, the debate reinforced their existing people's existing preferences, while for others it may have, raised new concerns. It's important for voters, again, to critically evaluate the candidate's policies and track record rather than relying solely on debate performances. At the Urban League, we encourage voters to look at the candidates holistically and consider each candidate's platform, how it will affect their lives in the community. But I will say, I'm sure it did, sway some folks. But I do think you, again, have to look at the whole context of the team. Biden is up there. Trump's not too far behind, but he does have a younger vice president and a team. And on Trump's side, too, you got to look at what team is there, the integrity, the policies, the track record. And for Trump, there is a track record, right, as there is for Biden. So you can evaluate those track records and the impact of their policies on yourself, your family, and your community.
So what are some of the things that you encourage voters who support the work you do, what should they consider as they make their choice of candidates?
I think they should look at policy proposals, right? Evaluate the candidates' plans for addressing critical issues such as healthcare, education, criminal justice reform, economic opportunity. Number two, their leadership team, as I alluded to earlier, consider strength and competence of the candidate's team and advisors, as they play a crucial role in governance, their track record. Look at the candidate's actions in public office and other facets of their lives to gauge their commitment to their stated goals. Number four, I have an impact on communities, so consider how each candidate's policies will affect not only the nation as a whole, but also specific communities, particularly those, often overlooked and underserved that we serve at the Urban League. And number five, and finally, is character and leadership. I talked about this last week when I talked about, three keys to leadership, and I added the fourth, is we have to assess the candidate's ability to lead with integrity, empathy, and vision that nobody's perfect, but for me as a leader, I'm not perfect, but I try to model integrity, and it's hard for me to sidestep integrity.
Well, enjoy your holiday weekend, and we'll catch you next Wednesday, Carlos. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.